Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got Michael Stathakis saying nothing to see here on the Jordan Birch News.
The question is, do you recognize the movie that's from?
Yes, but I'm blanking out on the name. Something Gun?
Wow, you got half of it. Naked Gun.
Naked Gun.
You know who the actor is right there.
Leslie something?
Leslie Nielsen. So you're getting halfway there.
There you go.
I'm impressed.
There you go. John Bon Jovi wrote a song about me. You see what I'm saying? See where I'm going with it?
Yeah, I don't like John Bon Jovi.
Mark Ryan, what you're doing is nothing but talk radio show hype that Jordan is not coming to USC. I didn't say he's not coming to USC. Steve Wiltfong said he's not coming to USC. Mark, you were talking about commitment. Commitment is all in. Jump in the deep end with both feet. Here to talk to us about this, and I'm curious if he has a different outlook than his colleague, Steve Wiltfong, a friend of the show, J.C. Sherbert, owner, operator of the Big Spur, part of the 24/7 Sports Network. J.C., Happy New Year to you. I don't know, J.C., if you're allowed to tell people Happy New Year this late in the month. It's been an ongoing debate between Lonzo and I, but seeing as how I have not spoken to you, sir, I take it upon myself to wish you a fantastic 2020.
Thank you very much. Hopefully this year and this decade will be very good and prosperous. I can't believe we're already in the 2020s, but time flies.
It most certainly does. Okay. So, JC, as far as you understand it, why has Jordan Birch not signed on the dotted line with all of your knowledge on the subject?
Well, I mean, you know, he could not, I mean, once the window passed in December, he could not sign until February. That's something a lot of people kind of, you know, miss a little bit on, is that it's the NCAA, when they redid the rules, they give you a window, and then once you got past that Saturday, you have to wait. And he did, so it's not like he could have gone and, you know, signed on New Year's Day or, you know, kids these days love to kind of hijack holidays in terms of recruiting announcements. So that was not an option. And so what was told and what was said was that, you know, they have at Hammond a big signing day, on the second signing day ceremony with and he and Alex Huntley, who also did not sign, wanted to do it together at the school. And, you know, that would also include players like Jackson Muschamp, Will Muschamp's son, who's going to Colorado State, and you know, some other players that will go to some smaller schools. They have a lot of players at Hammond that will sign. And so that seems legit, you know, because the thing with Jordan Birch when he committed to South Carolina, it was a surprise to the LSU coaching staff and the Georgia coaching staff. But at South Carolina, they sort of thought they were getting him from 3 or 4 days before the Clemson game on. And there was a lot of confidence. Now, you know, you have to weigh everything from all sources when you're dealing with recruiting. And, you know, so we did. And certainly, you know, until the end, based on all the stuff we were hearing back and forth, you know, it was hard to come in and make a definitive prediction just because, you know, you don't want to look like an idiot. You know, sit there and always say somebody's coming to the team you cover when, you know, many times they don't. And so, you know, that's what people have to keep in mind with this. I mean, certainly, you know, it was, when you look at it from the macro level, yeah, he picked South Carolina over Clemson, Georgia, and LSU. I mean, that was a surprise for any elite prospect to do at this point, considering what's going on with the program. But, you know, recruiting at the end of the day is about relationships. It's about trust. It's about comfort level. All of those things, I think comfort levels facilitated by relationships and trust, and I think that, you know, that's what got Jordan Birch in the boat. So after he commits, and when he said he wasn't going to sign, I thought that this is going to be, it's going to get crazy again, because LSU, you know, thought they still had a shot especially after they won the national championship. And then Georgia did the same thing with Marshawn Lloyd, though. They were like, oh, he's going to flip. That's just kind of, you know, their MO. So I was like, those two schools won't give up. And sure enough, you know, this past weekend, he drives, takes a visit down to LSU. And you have to say that they're in the game right now. I don't think it's time to panic if you're the Gamecocks, because he also took a lot of visits before he committed to South Carolina. I think they're going to get him on campus this weekend, unless things change at the last minute for an official. And I think that, you know, at the end of the day, they, you know, they still have a shot, a good shot, probably the leader in the clubhouse at getting him. As far as Steve Wilfong goes, you know, we call him the Oracle because he's usually right with things like this.
Yeah, where is this coming from, JC? There was a rumored visit to LSU. Did that happen?
Yes, that happened this past weekend.
Okay. Okay, so based on something he heard about that visit, Steve is flipping the script here.
No, Steve, I think Steve, before the visit, had that teed up, because that's where he thought he was going beforehand. And I think, look, you know, if you're Steve, I think you probably have to trust your sources. And look, with this particular kid, there's, you know, on the day he committed, you could talk to three different people who should know beyond a shadow of a doubt, mm-hmm. who would tell you three different things. Mm-hmm. And that's just kind of how it is. Now with me, it got to be about 24 hours before he committed. All South Carolina sources were going for our South Carolina affiliated sources. People around Jordan at Hammond that I would talk to, they went from saying they didn't know to saying they believe in South Carolina almost universally. So I put a prediction in probably the night before and said, well, you know, I'm having a hard time buying it, because I'm hearing all this other stuff, but I'm going to have to go with universally what these people are telling me. And at this point, those same people, now they're all kind of Columbia-oriented, but heck, that's where the kid's from. They're saying the same thing. They're not worried. They're probably going to get it. But one thing I've learned in recruiting these days is that there's never anything that's 100%. And, you know, you always have to leave the door open. I remember when I was young and in this business, class of 2007, a colleague of mine made a prediction for a kid, 100% to a school. And the next day he's going to cover the press conference. He calls me, he's like, he's going somewhere else. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that you have to keep in mind with this. And with the transfer portal these days, even when they sign, not really 100%. You know, so you got to kind of be careful with all this.
You most certainly do. I've classified Jordan Birch as a must-get for Will Muschamp. Do you agree with that assessment?
I don't think there's any such thing
as
a must-get, but I will say this. You know, Will Muschamp and his program had zero momentum. You know, and momentum's important. Off-season optics and things like that in college football are important because, you know, you look at the sport, you look at how you get talent. A lot of that's perception. You look at how the playoffs picked. You know, you bet perception feeds into that, you know, as far as, you know, a subjective playoff, bowl selection, all that stuff. You know, the polls, they're all subjective. So unlike any other team sport where you basically just decided on the field and it's a kind of a fair pool of talent to get from and all that, it's, you know, it matters. So they had no momentum. The Mike Bobo hire, I would describe it as solid. You know, it's nothing that's going to, you know, lead you to believe that, you know, based on things right now, that all of a sudden the Gamecocks are going to, you know, have a great offense and that Will Muschamp is going to kind of, you know, head in another direction and beyond like what his coaching career has been. But they hired Mike Bobo. They reshuffled the staff. They held on to all their commits, including Marshawn Lloyd, who's a potentially special running back.
Yes.
And so, you know, the icing on that cake was, and they got Jordan Birch. Now, you take the icing off the cake, you still have a cake. But that the icing is going to come off the cake. You know, is it a must-get from the standpoint of he's going to help them win more games next year? No, he probably could. But I don't think – we're not talking about Jadeveon and Clowney. But, you know, and arguably, had they lost Lloyd, that impacts the bottom line next year more than anything.
JC, but, I would argue that the icing makes the cake. Sincerely, the kid who stuck his whole hand in the tub of icing and ate it as an eight-year-old.
Yeah, see, some people are icing people, and I get it. You know, but you know, so that's the thing. And but it's from a perception side of thing, it's like you have some positive momentum. You know, that would mean the second straight year you signed basically all the top players from South Carolina.
Yep.
You know, you didn't let guys get out of state. You cannot let. I mean, you know, you're going to lose some to Clemson, and occasionally you're going to lose some to Georgia. And this has been going on for a while. Tennessee doesn't come in the state and get players anymore. North Carolina doesn't come in the state and get players anymore. You know, South Carolina and Clemson have shut the borders down for the most part. You cannot let LSU or a Georgia every year, or an Alabama or an Auburn, or Notre Dame come in here and get players that you want. Now you're going to lose, you know, some players go to those schools that don't have in-state offers, but you can't do that over a period of time and be successful in South Carolina. Now it hadn't happened yet, but you lose Jordan Birch, and you know, but here comes more cracks in the armor, so to speak. And it takes what was an extremely positive thing optics-wise and makes it a negative.
Brian Brazee or Jordan Birch, who's better, your opinion?
I think Brian Brazee is better. Not to say that Jordan Birch could not end up maybe getting drafted higher than him one day, because I think they're both elite. But Brazee, he could be a generational type guy. And that term gets thrown around too much these days, generational. But the more I watched him in the All-Star settings, and watched him show up injured at the All-Star game with a club on his hand, and dominate, and you look at his size, and you look at his quickness and speed, there's nobody that can really hold a candle to him in Clemson's class, which is full of good defensive linemen. Okay? There's Greasy, and then Miles Murphy, whoever else, there's everybody else. Now, they're good, but they're nothing like this kid. He's a freak, and I would say every day and twice on Sunday, just being fair, that you know, Brian Brazee is better. And he's better right now, and he'll probably be better in the future. But Jordan Birch has a very high ceiling as well. You know, with Brazee, I think he's – and this is the thing, Mark. I think he's going to come in and start next year, and he's going to be a holy terror for 3 years and go to the NFL. Jordan Birch is going to have to develop more. So his runway is longer, you know, in terms of reaching his ceiling. But it's going to be hard to catch Brazee if you're just looking at a head-to-head competition, just because Brian is just so much more developed and there right now.
J.C. Sherbert, owner, founder, The Big Spur, part of the 24/7 Sports Network. Insight you will get nowhere else. J.C., great to catch up with you. It's been a minute, and hope you and yours have a fantastic 2020. Thanks for the time today, man.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Be good, man.
All right, you too. J.C. Sherbert. You know, interesting stuff there. You know, he's still, Lonzo, really leaning South Carolina for Jordan Birch. He doesn't believe any player is a must-get, but then he says something like, they had no momentum. And then, pardon the pun, the spur in the side of the Gamecocks was that particular signature. But you've got to get the John Hancock here, man. You've got to get the John Hancock. And we can pontificate and speculate and so on and so forth why he didn't sign and ran out of time and so on and so forth. South Carolina fans will say, oh, he's just waiting for his teammates, waiting to sign with his teammates. But if you're on the other side of the coin, you're saying, well, he could have signed if that was the most important thing to him. And, you know, like, look, I'm not one of these guys that likes to really analyze to the hilt 17-year-old decisions, because I understand why kids change their mind. And if Jordan Birch changes his mind, he's perfectly entitled to do that. But you got to realize you have the entire town of Columbia on pins and needles right now.
But here's the thing. I mean, this is a social media age, and these kids like all the attention, so he gets it twice. Think about it. He gets all the video crews and all that kind of stuff the first time when we were reporting on it live. Then he gets to do it again. So even if he does go to South Carolina, he gets all the attention twice. And I think that's what it is. JC is usually fairly accurate when he says things. And so I'm not worried about it. And the main thing that I disagree with you on is the cake is much better than the icing.
No way.
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
I saw you shaking your head at me there in the background, and that is That is deeply offensive. I was the kid with the jar of peanut butter, hand in the jar. I was the kid with the bowl of, with the, what is it called? Cylinder of icing, hand in the jar, man. You know, mom, when I was a kid, she would have those little blenders, right? And you'd lick the blender, right? You'd lick the things off the blender. It's all about the icing. You know, it's all about the icing. What is a cake with no icing? All right, a cake with no icing is a nude selfie. You got to put the clothes on it, Lonzo.
Yeah, but icing without cake is just injecting sugar. So, I mean, it just depends on how you look at it.
Therein lies the case. Okay, so where will Jordan Burch sign up? Waiting on pins and needles is Gamecock Nation for that on that decision, as they very well should be. All right, as we approach Super Bowl 54, Lonzo is feeling nervous. So which coach is under more pressure? Which coach is under more pressure? That's next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.